May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want, within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we're going to have the whole lecture that Shunyu Suzuki gave on September 9th, 1965 in Los Altos, in the living room of Marion Derby, which led into the Los Altos Zendo, today Kanando, which I think's in Mountain View, but, you know, just right next door. There was just like an explosion, and the electricity went out, and then I looked out the window, and there were these bright red flashes coming, some transformer fire, you know. And I'm on the second floor. I went to a little porch there in front, and there were no more flashes, but I could smell the smoke from it. So the fan hidden on above me, and immediately, you know, the house starts getting hotter because the fans aren't on. And it's getting dark. It's getting very dark. But I can still record. And I know there was a transformer went on, I had some problem like this down the street, I don't know, a year ago. And boy, they were right on it. Those guys were working on it and fixed it, you know, within a couple of hours. So we'll see how quick they are with this one. Anyway, I'm going to first read this lecture. What he said, and then I'm going to play you the edited, lightly edited recording of it. So I think the whole lecture took about 25 minutes, and it's about 20 minutes now, because in there were some really long pauses we can do without. And some coughs and a lot of clicks and a few extraneous words where he'd start something and then do something else. Pretty much the same. So here we go. The purpose of studying Buddhism is not to study Buddhism, but to study ourselves. It is impossible to study ourselves without some teaching. If you want to know what is water, because it is impossible to know what is water, you want science, and scientists want laboratory, and in various ways they may study what is water. So it is possible to know what kind of element water has, or when wind comes, what kind of form what water takes, and what is the nature of water. It always comes down, but it is impossible to know water itself. It is the same thing with ourselves. It is impossible to know what is I. That is why we have teaching. By teaching, we'll understand what is ourselves. But teaching is not ourselves. It is some explanation of ourselves. So if you attach to the teaching or to the teacher, that is a big mistake. The purpose of to study teaching is to know yourselves. Through teaching, you should know yourselves. So that is why we do not attach to even teaching or teacher. The moment you meet a teacher, you should leave the teacher and you should be independent. So that you can be independent, you want the teacher. So you study yourselves. You have the teacher for yourselves, not for the teacher. In the Rinzai way, Rinzai analyzed how to teach his disciples in four ways. Sometimes he talks about the disciple himself. Sometimes he talks about teaching itself. Sometimes he gives instruction of he himself and the teaching, both teaching and he himself. Sometimes he does not give any instruction about the student teaching. Because even though he does not speak about anything, the student is the student. There is, strictly speaking, there is no need to teach him because he himself is Buddha, whether or not he is aware of it. Even though he is aware of his true nature, if he attaches to the awareness of his nature, that is already wrong. When he is not aware of it, he has everything. But when he becomes aware of it, he thinks what he is aware of is he himself. So that's a big mistake. So sometimes teaching, without teaching, when we do not hear anything and just sit, you have everything. And teaching will not be sufficient, or awareness of yourself is not sufficient. So the purpose of practice in this place is to study ourselves. To be independent, we study. But you want a teacher because it is impossible to study you yourself. By some means you have to study. But you should not make a mistake. You should not take what you have learned here for yourselves. It is a part of your activity, everyday activity. The study you make here is a part of your everyday life, your incessant activity, a part of your incessant activity. In this sense, there is no difference in, there is no difference between the practice here and the everyday activity you will have in everyday life. So to find out the meaning of your life here is to find out the meaning of your everyday activity. To know, to be aware of your the meaning of your life, you practice Zazen here. Of course, when I was at Eiheiji, everyone, you know, is just, everyone is just doing what they should, what he should do. That's all, you know. It's the same thing as you have breakfast in the morning. That's all we do in a Eiheiji monastery. When we have to sit, we sit. That's all. When we should bow to Buddha, we bow to Buddha. That's all. And when we are practicing there, we do not feel anything special. We do not feel even we were practicing monastic, or we are having monastic life. For us, monastic life is the usual life, and people who come from the city are unusual people. We think, we felt in that way, oh, some unusual people have come. We thought we were quite usual. But once you go out from AAG and come back to AAG and hear the various sounds of practice, or hear them reciting the sutra, you will feel a deep feeling, a tear, some tears flowing out of your mouth and eyes and nose. It is a people, you know, who is outside of the monastery who feels something about it. Those who are practicing actually do not feel anything. I think that is true for everything. When we hear the sound of the pine tree in a windy day, perhaps the pine tree or the wind is just blowing and just blowing. And the pine tree is just standing in the wind. That's all. What they are doing. That's all that they are doing. But people who listen to it will make some poem or will feel something unusual. That is, I think, the way everything goes. So, to hear, to know what is, to feel something about Buddhism is not the main point. Whether Buddhism is good or bad is out of the question. We don't mind. Whatever this is, it is not Buddhism is not good or bad. We are doing what we should do. That is Buddhism. So it is the same thing as you take breakfast and go to bed. This is Buddhism. Of course, some encouragement is necessary for us, but that encouragement is just encouragement. It is not the purpose or true aim of the practice. The true purpose of practice, that is just medicine. When we become discouraged, we want some medicine. So when we are in good spirit, we do not want any medicine. You should not take medicine for the food. Sometimes medicine is necessary, but medicine should not be our food. So Rinzai has four ways of practice. The perfect one is not to give any student any interpretation of himself or giving any stimulation to himself. If he himself is my body, the teaching is maybe our clothes. Sometimes we talk about our clothing. Sometimes we talk about our body. But the body or clothing is not actually we ourselves. We ourselves is our big activity. We are just taking a smallest particle of the big activity. That's all. So here there will not be any need to talk about we ourselves. When we realize, so that we may realize this fact, there is teaching, we should talk about ourselves. But actually, there is no need to talk about it. We ourselves already are talking about the big existence, including ourselves. So to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding. That's all. Because we attach to the temporal form or color of the big activity. So it is necessary to talk about what is our body, what is our activity, so that you may not make any mistake about it. So to talk about something is to forget about yourselves. So Dogen Zenji says, to study Buddhism is to study ourselves. To study ourselves is to forget ourselves. When you forget, temporal expression of big true nature is why it is necessary to talk about, or else you will think this is it. But this is not it. This is it, but this is not it. For a while, this is it. For a smallest particle of time, it is it. It is not always so. It is not it. So that you will realize this fact, you have a teacher, you have teaching. It is necessary to study Buddhism. But the purpose of studying Buddhism is to study ourselves and to forget ourselves. When you forget yourself, you resume, or you will actually take the true activity of big existence or reality. When we realize this fact, there is no problem whatsoever in this world, and you can enjoy your life without having any trouble or difficulties. This is how we study Buddhism, and the purpose of this meeting, our practice, is to be aware of this fact. Thank you very much. So let's listen to the edited audio of this lecture.
The purpose of studying Buddhism is not to study Buddhism, but to study ourselves. It is impossible to study ourselves without some teaching. If you want to know what is water, because it is impossible to know what is water, so you want science, scientists want laboratory. And in various way they may study what is water. So it is possible to know what kind of element water has, or when wind comes, what kind of form water takes, and what is the nature of water. It always comes down, but it is impossible to know water itself. It is same thing with ourselves. It is impossible to know what is I. That is why we have teaching. By teaching, we'll understand what is ourselves. But teaching is not ourselves. It is some explanation of ourselves. So if you attach to the teaching or to the teacher, that is big mistake. Purpose of to study teaching is to know yourselves. Through teaching, you should know yourselves. So that is why we do not attach to even teaching or teacher. The moment you meet a teacher, you should leave the teacher and you should be independent so that you can be independent. You want teacher. So you study yourselves. You have teacher for yourselves, not for the teacher. In Rinzai way, Rinzai analyzed how to teach his disciples in four ways. Sometimes he talk about disciple himself. Sometimes he talks about teaching itself. And sometimes he give interpretation of he himself and teaching, both teaching and he himself. Sometimes he does not give any instruction about the students or teaching. Because even though he does not speak about anything, student is student. There's, strictly speaking, there's no need to teach him because he himself is Buddha. Whether or not he is aware of it. Even though he is aware of his true nature, if he attach to the awareness of the, his nature, that is already wrong. When he is not aware of it, he has everything. But when he become aware of it, he thinks what he is aware of is he himself. So that's a big mistake. So sometime teaching, without teaching, when we do not hear anything and just sit, you have everything. And teaching will not sufficient, or awareness of yourself is not sufficient. So the purpose of practice in this place is to study ourselves, to be independent. We study. But you want teacher, and because it is impossible to study you yourself. By some means you have to study. But you should not make a mistake. You should not take what you have learned here for yourselves. It is a part of your activity, everyday activity. The study you make here is a part of your everyday life, your incessant activity, a part of your incessant activity. In this sense, there is no difference in there's no difference between the practice here and the everyday activity you will have in everyday life. So to find out the meaning of your life here is to find out the meaning of your everyday activity, to know, to be aware of your the meaning of your life, you practice zazen here. Of course, when I was AH, everyone is just doing what he should do. That's all, you know. It is same thing as you have breakfast in the morning. And that's all what we do in AH monastery. When we have to sit, we sit. That's all. When we should bow to Buddha, we bow to Buddha. That's all. And when we are practicing there, we do not feel anything special. We do not feel, even we are practicing we are having monastic life. For us, monastic life is usual life, and people who come from city is unusual people. We think we felt in that way. Oh, some unusual people came. We thought we are quite usual. But once you go out from AH and come back to AH and hear the various sound of practice, or hear them reciting sutra, you will feel deep feeling. Tear, some tear flowing out of your mouth and eyes and nose. It is a people, you know, who is outside of the monastery, who feel something about it. Those who practicing actually do not feel anything. I think that is true for everything. When we hear the sound of the pine tree in windy day, perhaps the wind is just blowing and pine tree is just standing in the wind. That's all what they are doing. But people who listen to it will make some poem or will feel something unusual. That is, I think, the way everything goes. So to hear, to know what is, to feel something about Buddhism, it's not the main point whether Buddhism is good or bad. It's out of question. We don't mind whatever they say. Buddhism is not good or bad. We are doing what we should do. That is Buddhism. So it is the same thing as you take breakfast and go to bed. This is Buddhism. Of course, some encouragement is necessary for us. But that encouragement is just encouragement. It is not the purpose, true aim of the practice, true purpose of practice. That is just medicine. When we become discouraged, we want some medicine. So when we are in good spirit, you do not want any medicine. You should not take medicine for the food. Sometimes medicine is necessary, but medicine should not be our food. So, Rinzai's four ways of practice. The perfect one is not to give any student any interpretation of himself or giving any stimulation to himself. If he himself is my body, the teaching is maybe our growth. Sometimes we talk about our clothing, sometimes we talk about our body. But body or clothing is not actually we ourselves. We ourselves are a big activity. We are just taking a smallest particle of big activity. That's all. So there will not be any need to talk about. We ourselves, so that we may realize this fact that it's teaching. We should talk about ourselves. But actually, there's no need to talk about. We ourselves already are talking about the big existence, including ourselves. So to talk about ourselves is to correct our misunderstanding, and that's all. Because we attach to the temporal form or color of the big activity. So it is necessary to talk about what is our body, what is our activity, so that you may not make any mistake about it. So to talk about something is to forget about yourselves. So Dogen Zen says, to study Buddhism is to study ourselves. To study ourselves is to forget ourselves. When you forget temporal expression of big true nature, it's why it is necessary to talk about. Or else you will think this is it. But this is not it. This is it, but this is not it. Fire, this is it. For a smallest particle of time, it is it. It is not always so. It is not it. So that you will realize this fact, you have teaching. You have teaching. It is necessary to study Buddhism. But purpose of to study Buddhism is to study ourselves and forget ourselves. When you forget yourselves, you resume, or you will actually take the true activity of big existence. Wow. Reality. When we realize this fact, there's no problem whatsoever in this world. And you can enjoy your life without having any trouble or difficulties. This is how we study Buddhism. And purpose of this meeting or practice is to be aware of this fact.
This has been a Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm D.C. Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur, with Dogge Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.